Mr. Jonathan Seitz, very grateful to be connected with you and introduced to you, and I'm glad that you're here with me on Prelusum.
Well, it's good to be here. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, thank you. Well, we will get right into it. First question for you, Jonathan, is what is your business?
Our business is working with companies really to deliver benefit to their management team. You realize that management teams, basically they impact every employee in the organization. And we read the statistics. Good managers are difficult to find. Great managers and leaders are even more difficult. And so it's no wonder because most managers get into management because they're selected to be there, right? They go from an individual contributor to a leader and a manager, and they don't have really the tools or the skills of good managers and leaders. So that's what we do. We help companies develop the skills of good managers and leaders in their organization, and that has an impact on everything from succession planning to the culture to improved employee retention, et cetera. So that's what we do. We really help develop good managers into really great leaders.
What compelled you to start this business?
I got fired from my last job, to be honest with you. And I got fired because I actually approached the CEO with some unethical things that they were doing. And instead of responding to that as a good leader, they fired me. I think that's called a retributive firing. So I thought at this point in my career, what do I want to do? I can do just about anything, but I wanted to do something meaningful. I found Crescom. And I realized that I could actually have a business, but also help companies improve their businesses. And beyond that, help individuals improve their lives. Because so many of the things that we do and we train on are skills that you not only use in your organization for leaders as leaders, but at home. And it helps you become a better parent, a better spouse or partner or society member. So I guess at this point in my life, I like the business, but I also really appreciate the value that business brings as I'm looking at toward the end of my career doing something meaningful.
I love the focus on impact. Impact is what it's all about. No matter what we're doing, personally, professionally, you nail it with focusing on the impact and what it brings to the table for these organizations. Leads me to my next question, Jonathan, is how would you say that you're leading the way with the work that you're doing?
Actually, it's in the value that we deliver. I mean, you talked about impact. I mean, we can look in quantifiable terms. We have about a 700% return on investment, and we track that. People talk about these things as soft skills. I don't know what a soft skill is, right? If I'm a better collaborator, communicator, negotiator, conflict manager, all of those things are going to impact the financial bottom line of the organization. They're going to add to profitability or additional revenue. So one of the ways we're leading the way is as an organization, we actually track the quantifiable results. And I already talked about, the kind of soft benefits, being a better collaborator, you're going to have a better team and all those kinds of things. But, leading the way in value that is quantifiable is really something different. I guess second, we get people ask me, are you a training company, a leadership training company? And the reality is we're not. There are hundreds and hundreds of leadership training companies, most of which, if you engage with them, you learn more about leadership. The guy that fired me knew a lot about leadership, but he was a terrible leader. He didn't have the good skills. We're not a leadership training company. We're a leadership and management skill development organization. And that's hugely different than most everybody out there that is in our space.
Who would you say are your ideal clients, or who are you typically working with currently?
Well, it's generally companies that have managers. So honestly, we're vertical market agnostic. My largest client currently is a senior living organization that has senior living facilities around the country. We have beauty salons, but companies that like manufacturing companies, anybody in the construction industry, they're great clients for us because they have a lot of levels of management and leadership, even down to supervisors. But In essence, when we talk about the industry, we're vertical market agnostic. Now, when we talk to somebody, it's generally going to be the CEO in the organization because they have the most to lose or gain from good management and leadership. And quite frankly, people never budget for this type of thing. And so it's almost always the CEO seeing the value and saying, I don't care about the budget. I'm looking at building the business.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with these ideal or prospective clients?
Well, generally, if we have a conversation at all, it's because we've talked to them or they know that we're going to talk about leadership development. And so, honestly, my first question is, tell me what your interest is in leadership development and leadership training. Why do you even have an interest in it at all? I've seen it on your website. You've talked about it on your website, et cetera. You say you do it, but tell me what's going on in your organization. And quite frankly, they'll talk to me about what their issues are, challenges are, where they want to go, and that kind of thing. And if we're not going to be able to help them, I'll refer them to somebody that can. Because I'm looking for a company that's healthy, doesn't need a big overhaul in the leadership team or structural changes, but they're healthy. They just want to develop more and grow more. And I don't want to say move to the next level because I hate that overused term, but really improve their business.
And last one for us here, Jonathan, who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners that can lead you to those ideal clients?
It's generally going to be individuals who are talking with the company and see an opportunity for the company to grow in this area, and that's going to improve their relationship with the company. In other words, we're going to be able to come in and help that company grow. We have 50-60% of our clients are repeat return customers, so they're seeing the value, seeing the growth. So an ideal a referral partner would be somebody whose reputation or maybe even the benefit of their own business is going to be based on or enhanced by that company having better managers and leaders and really improving in retention and employee engagement and those kinds of things. So that's, a lot of outsourced HR individuals, business coaches, business consultants, even training organizations that don't do what we do, but they're doing training in other areas because we're sticking with what we do best. We're not, going into other training areas.